Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, April 29th, 2001, Johnny Crawford, a singer and actor who placed four songs on the Billboard Top 40, including Cindy's Birthday and Rumors, passes away at the age of 75. He was one of the original Mouseketeers and later went on to co-star in the TV western The Rifleman with Chuck Connors. On this day in 2007, Nancy Sinatra makes a rare TV appearance in an episode of The Sopranos, where she sang Boss Man to a small gathering of the main characters. On this day in 2003, a $5 million lawsuit against former Creedence Clearwater Revival leader John Fogerty is dismissed after a personal injury lawyer claimed that he suffered hearing loss in his left ear from attending a Fogerty concert. The judge said the plaintiff assumed the risk of hearing damage when he attended the concert in 1997. On this day in 1977, The Temptations, the most successful male vocal group of the 1960s and 70s, leaves Motown Records after 17 years. They signed with Atlantic, but after recording two unsuccessful disco albums, The Temps were later lured back to Motown by Berry Gordy Jr. On this day in 1972, New York Mayor John Lindsay intervenes in the immigration proceedings against John Lennon. Lindsay called attempts by the U.S. government to deport Lennon a grave injustice in light of Lennon's unique contributions to music and art. Lennon was granted permanent resident status in the U.S. in 1976. On this day in 1967, Cindy Birdsong makes her stage debut with the Supremes at the Hollywood Bowl, replacing the increasingly unreliable Florence Ballard. Also on this day, April 29th, 1967, a superstar records a song that will become her signature song and go on to win two Grammys in 1968. Who is she, and what is her signature song? You can spell it, if you like. The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, April 29th, 1967, a superstar records a song that will become her signature song and go on to win two Grammys in 1968. She wins Best Rhythm and Blues Recording and Best Rhythm and Blues Female Solo Performance. She was one of a kind and deserves all our R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Here's Aretha with Respect.